Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. A McKinleyville man is out of $150,000 and faces possession and transportation of marijuana charges. 36-year-old John Denny was driving near Laytonville on Tuesday when Mendocino County deputies pulled him over for having illegally tinted windows. A canine unit was with one of the responding deputies and alerted on Denny's vehicle. A search turned up $130,000 in cash, a pound of processed weed, four large duffel bags associated with the transportation of marijuana, a taser, and numerous documents that indicated marijuana sales transactions. Denny was booked into jail, but he soon bailed himself out. The Humboldt County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 6200 block of London Drive in Eureka. Agents found more than 400 marijuana plants, 40 pounds of processed weed valued at $2,000 per pound, and about 86 pounds of marijuana leaves along with packaging materials and other paraphernalia. Officers arrested two people, 36-year-old Jamra Khan and 30-year-old Rose Kuhn. Officers also found Kuhn's two children in the residence who were turned over to family members. Khan and Kuhn were booked on several charges, including possession for cultivation, child endangerment, and maintaining a residence for the sale of narcotics. Sheriff's deputies responded to a residence on Cannibal Island Road after a neighbor reported seeing a flashlight in her neighbor's house, a house that had been recently burgled. When deputies arrived on scene, they saw two suspects outside. One of the suspects fled on foot and remains at large, while the other suspect, 35-year-old Jill Winup, got into a pickup truck and drove away. Deputies pulled her over a mile later, and Winup was booked into county jail on several charges, including evading a peace officer and burglary. She was then released on her own recognizance. The Six Rivers National Forest will begin issuing Christmas tree cutting permits on the 14th, and they'll be available through December 21st. The permits cost $10 each with a limit of two per household and are good only for 2012. Every permit must have a valid name and address, and you must be 18-year-olds to buy one. The Six Rivers Forest Office is open Monday through Friday, and permits can be purchased there as well as at other locations in the county. For more information, contact the Six Rivers National Forest Offices. And the California Highway Patrol is not only concerned with getting impaired drivers off state roads, they are also concerned with drivers who don't get enough rest. The CHP issued a press release today warning motorists that fatigue drivers are a danger to others, and that fatigue affects reaction time, concentration, and judgment. The CHP asked that drivers make sure they are rested before they set out, and when tired, pull off the road and get some rest before continuing that trip. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpham was on Talk Shop on Monday and discussed several issues his officers must deal with when out on patrol. One issue is the medical history of a suspect or subject who has come into contact with an officer, whether it was really related to criminal activity or not.
We don't know what their health issues are other than, you know, they're acting bizarre and we're not supposed to say that a person has got AIDS, for instance, and we can't even say it on the air. Be careful dealing with that person, because usually our officers will know who some of these people are, fortunately, because we have to deal with those people differently. We have to make sure that we don't exchange any body fluid, you know, we wear gloves and things like that, so.
Chief Harpham also pointed out how much policing has changed since he began his career more than 50 years ago, particularly when it comes to intravenous drug use and the risk of disease when dealing with that paraphernalia.
It's a different ballgame. When I started in this business, you know, we never wore gloves, and you'd reach down and feel it in the seat of a car, and you'd come up with a needle stuck to your finger, and you just pull it out, and no big deal. Now there's, you know, hepatitis A through Z, and a couple of them are worse than AIDS. And so you have all these different things that you have to guard against, and we never worried about when I started, because they wasn't there.
The chief also pointed out the expanded training officers are given as the methods of policing change. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.